This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In the Southwest, it wasn't so much thunderstorms as it was a dust storm, a sandstorm, or say it with me, haboob. A haboob is a dust storm that is pushed by wind produced by a weather front or some kind of thunderstorm. High winds and a lot of sand, dry conditions, you got yourself a haboob. And that's what hit downtown Metro Phoenix yesterday. The sky got dark. And Jenny, you see this blanket, you know, 100 feet high of just sand coming at you, and there's nothing you can do, and the skies just get dark, blinding drivers, knocking out power. You wouldn't want a plane flying through that, and so it hit the airport, and it was bad. One of the nation's busiest airport got a full shutdown, delaying flights, so this sandstorm delayed flights at Phoenix Sky Harbor, causing some damage to a terminal roof. More than 15,000 people lost power. Phoenix was the major area there that that got the power outage, but they've had dry conditions, and it was just the perfect storm. They were like 60, 70 mile an hour winds just pushing this haboob through the desert. It's not a good time. Nevada got one the day before, so it was a big storm system moving through the area, but you don't want a sandstorm. Certainly don't want to be trying to breathe that in or be in a car or out driving, because it gets real dark real fast. Lil Nas X was in court, pleaded not guilty. A felony. He's got four felony charges stemming from his naked walk down the street in Los Angeles. Last week, he's walking down the street in his cowboy boots and himself had a confrontation with police. He's facing three counts of battery with injury on a police officer, one count of resisting an officer, all felony level charges. He could get jail time on this. He posted some $75,000 bail. Venus Williams back in the news. You know, she's back in her tennis game. Venus Williams did lose her first Grand Slam match in 2 years. But you wouldn't know it if you talked to the fans, because she was a fan favorite. Supportive spectators packed Arthur Ashe Stadium. They were roaring for her. And she didn't win the whole thing, Jan. They were just there, excited that she was there. As notable as that, I think maybe, like, she was playing opponents that were kids when she started playing. And so the age difference was notable. She is 45 years old, the oldest singles player at Flushing Meadows since 1981. She had a great time. She was smiling, laughing, joking through her post-match news conference. I think she was kind of, it looked like she was just happy to be back in the game, win or lose. And she lost on that. But there was more to the U.S. Open than that. There was an incident. The U.S. Open descended into chaos when a photographer came onto the court as one of the players, Medvedev, Russian player, faced match point. And so the photographer goes on the court for just a second, not on purpose, just it happened. So that brought the first round match to a standstill, and there was a meltdown from the Russian involving the official that started making some calls that the player did not agree with. The disruption led to the umpire, I should say, the official, to put someone, the other player, back on first serve. And in tennis, you don't want to be against that. So he starts calling out the umpire on this one, smashed his racket, and as they try to continue play, then the fans started getting rowdy and loud and boisterous. It turned into tennis chaos. You know, tennis is supposed to be the very civilized, please don't make any noise in the stands type of thing. Nope. People didn't play along. It got crazy at the U.S. Open. Harry Styles sparking some romance with Zoe Kravitz. They were spotted together in Rome. If you remember, Zoe, the daughter of Lenny Kravitz, is in the movie Caught Stealing. She plays alongside Austin Butler. Apparently they were arm in arm. He's definitely got a, he's got a type. And there is Harry Styles. He loves those actresses. He does not usually date other musicians, though he has in the past. And speaking of that, a new ESPN docuseries called The Kingdom about the Kansas City Chiefs doesn't cover their push for 3 Super Bowl wins. It touches on the romance between one of their players and Taylor Swift. So the Chiefs owner said that the show gives fans a little peek into their romance. Huh, let's see what these kids are up to. One highlight, it shows Taylor describing her very first Chiefs game. First time she was basically at a big Chiefs game. From her own perspective, instead of just how the team experienced it. So, I know it's supposed to be a football documentary, but it definitely dives into some new stuff about the Taylor romance and with her boyfriend.
What did you say the name of it was?
It's called The Kingdom. It's on ESPN.
I wonder why it's, Chiefs Kingdom, right? Is that what it's, they're the Chiefs Kingdom?
Yeah, that's what they call their thing.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Their thing, whatever. If they play football, that's fine.
She already gave us those answers on the podcast.
Yeah,
I know she did.
She walked through the big door and she thought everybody played on the field at the same time. Is pretty much, I can summarize it for you. That was what she said.
Basically. So I don't know. The Kingdom is an ESPN docuseries if you're into it.
No.
Thank you. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
That's right, go Bills.
Yeah, this is football season now. Like, I love Tay Tay. I'm excited for the album, but now...
Go ahead, sing your song, do your thing. Go Bills.
If she's at Arrowhead, I'm not interested. Yeah.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:27.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.